Yes, indeed. A little after 6 p.m. in the Southland, broadcasting live from Bastards Canteen,
yeah.
The city of Downey, the Veterans Day Bash. Come on out, press the flesh with us. Goes till 10 p.m. tonight. Before we get to what you need to know, so Cappy has committed yet another faux pas.
What do you do now?
In the Circle of Trust.
What do I do?
He tweeted out a picture of the Circle of Trust.
Yep.
But then he only tagged one radio station. And it wasn't the radio station broadcasting.
Wow.
Come on, Cap.
Wow.
What did I do? I missed it.
I wonder who you're thinking about, huh?
What did I do? Which radio station
main
did I put
squeeze,
on?
The other one. Squeeze.
No, wait, really?
The one you pretend not to work at.
Oh,
the Cappy Cast.
It must have been I must have gone ESPN and it must have just popped up.
Nope.
No, what is it?
You tagged 1090.
Yeah, but if you put in ESPN, it comes up.
No.
Yeah, no, it does.
Not on my account.
We'll get to more of this in a moment. Plus,
you totally copied the wrong.
No. Yeah, right there.
No.
Yeah, so I clicked the wrong one.
Right.
I put the wrong one on there.
1090 San Diego.
Yeah, it's a faux pas.
We got more of this. Plus,
way to pay attention to the details.
I feel like that means that you tag them more than us.
Oh, absolutely. Because it doesn't pop up in my account.
No, I had tagged them earlier in the day. And so that was the last one. But yeah, that's right. It's a faux pas. I can live with that. Hey, listen.
We can't.
That's two today. That's two today. I lost to Mason in a twerk off, and I tagged the
old
wrong radio
Mace
station.
Old man beat you.
Yeah.
You know what they say, Cap. Three strikes, you're out.
I know. Let me see what else I can do here tonight.
We got a live version of Hey King. The Beto's going to lead in just a moment. But it is time for What You Need to Know, Shitano.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. So this one's especially for you, Cappy, because what you need to know is that the National Park Service dropped an unusual warning this week, urging visitors to stop licking toads.
Really?
Yep. The warning, which was posted on Facebook, specifically applies to the Sonoran Desert Toad, a.k.a. the Colorado River Toad, because these toads have a prominent gland that secretes a potent toxin which contains a hallucinogenic substance called DMT. So the National Park Service said that the toad is about 7 inches long, making it one of the largest in the country, and it lets out a weak, low-pitched toot lasting less than a second. So even if you're trying to like be like Aaron Rodgers and do the whole psychedelic journey thing, do not lick the toads.
Yeah.
What you need to know.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm like the kind of person that wouldn't even touch the toad. You know, let alone lick it. I always am fascinated with people that will pick up a frog, you know, or pick up a snake. I would never touch a snake. Like, especially even people that have them in their house in an aquarium and use snakes as pets.
Like Spooky, my roommate used to have. My old roommate.
I don't like to touch snakes at all. Sometimes I'll go fishing. And sometimes I'm like, oh, okay. And I take a picture with the fish, and I'm holding onto the fish. And even touching the fish, I'm like, immediately, I got to wash my hands and get antibacterial. So the notion of licking this thing, I wouldn't even touch this thing. Gross.
Yeah, me neither, dude. No interest.
Not even for the DMT? I mean, that's the only reason why I picked the toad.
No. All right, that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, it's time for a live edition here at Bastards Canteen of Hey King.
Hey King.
So Beto Duran is out here, and you get to ask Cappy a question, whatever it is you want. And we're going to do the live edition of Hey King.
Hey King, over here. If you want the Hey King, get over here.
Big E has got to start this off. Go Big E.
I'll go to Big E. I'll go to Big E. All right, yeah.
I love that Beto's out in the
I'm with the people.
Pressing the flesh.
Yeah, oh, sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 beers over here.
6 beers.
All right, so he's warming up.
Okay.
This is Big E right here.
Big E.
Remember, everybody's mad at you, Cappy, because you're over there tagging the San Diego Cappy crew.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't worry about the circle.
Yeah.
You even said anyways, all right, Casper, go with your guy. Anyways, here's Big E. Go for it.
Mi rey.
Hold on one second.
Hey, King.
Translation. We need a round right here, bro. Mi rey.
Can you get a round of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We need a round of beers. Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
That's like a Hey King request, right? Right. Like,
live in the flesh.
Right. Hey King, we need a round of beers. We can make that happen easy. I mean, that's not a really hard thing to do. I mean, that's...
How many people here? Who wants a beer from Cappy?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the whole room. Yeah.
We'll go with six.
Good news is my rich friend Beto is here.
I got you, bro.
And Beto is the guy who loves buy beers for everybody.
Hey, so King, can I borrow $60? 6 beers, Cap. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Just fill in requests, Beto.
Big E's got 6 beers coming his way. All right, what's your name again?
Jesse Long Beach.
Jesse.
What's up, Jesse?
Can you guys buy the newly...
No. Hey, King.
Hey, King. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You don't have to bow, though.
Well, you got to put some flavor into it. Hey, King.
Bend the knee, buddy.
Hey, guys.
All right, one more time. One more. Say your name, where you're from.
Jesse from Long Beach.
No, hold on. Let me give you the microphone, bro. I know you're talking about the banners. Relax. Here we go. Ready? Boom.
Jesse from Long Beach.
My
what
man.
Up? What Thank up, you? Jesse?
Can you buy the...
Man.
Hey, King.
See, you're like Cappy. You forget steps here.
Got to say, hey, King.
Hey, King's urgent.
Yeah. All right, one
you
more time.
You got to say, hey, King, and he goes, yes,
Jesse
Queen,
from Long Beach.
Or
hey,
yes, King.
Then go, ready?
Hey, King.
Oh, slay Queen.
There we go.
Can the anniversary people have a shot?
Of course the anniversary people can have
hey,
a shot.
Anniversary.
We got these beautiful people right over here. They're celebrating their anniversary. What year is this? How many years? Cuatro años?
4 years.
4 years of marital bliss.
Congratulations.
Hold on. How did you lose to Mason?
Oh, hey, King. How did hey, you King. Lose?
I saw him. He was stretching.
Hey, King. Hey, King. How did you lose to Mason?
I know. It's embarrassing. I don't know how it happened. Yes.
I'm your biggest fan.
All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Michelle Fullerton, California.
Oh, Fullerton.
Yeah, Slay Queen.
There you
ETF.
Go.
Yeah.
ETF. We love Slay the DTF. Queen.
Slay.
Yeah.
Slay.
All day.
All right. Well, then here's your request. Then. Go for it. You already got shots coming up. Get another one. Go.
You're putting me on a
strip. What are we doing
any,
shots of?
Any
are we doing shots of tequila mandala?
Shots of tequila mandala.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
All right. Does anybody have any non-alcoholic questions for the king?
Damn, Beto
any
taking mine.
Any non-alcoholic requests for the
no,
king?
No. Everybody just wants to get loaded, Cappy.
All right. Well, hey, listen. I will say this.
Hey, drunk guy. There you go. One more time.
What do the Raiders do? Man, give me a good Raider question.
Hold on. You can't grab the microphone and then keep it in your stomach. All right, so don't hold the mic. Ready? Hey, King.
What do the Raiders
hey,
do?
Hey,
listen to the wife.
Got to start with, hey, listen
King.
To your wife.
We should have done a practice round
first.
What
do the Raiders do?
He refuses to say, hey, King. I understand. He doesn't want to bend the knee. He doesn't. I get it.
Hey, he has problems with bending the knee.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, I would too. Okay. I would have the problem.
Well, good night, everyone.
It makes a crack.
All right, that was 4 years of anniversary knees. Bliss. Let's just keep
Seriously.
Going.
That's now over. Yeah.
What do the Raiders have to do? What do the Raiders have to do? I'm going to tell you what the Raiders have to do. They got to make an admission that Derek Carr is no longer their starting quarterback. Derek Carr is done. You've had 10-plus years of this guy starting. You've gone through head coaches, offensive coordinators, different wide receivers. You moved from Oakland to Vegas, and he's still their starting quarterback, and they've not done anything. Derek Carr, gots to go. So says the king.
Fuera.
Rack me. Somebody rack me.
Rack the king.
Gosh darn it.
Fuera.
Rack me, dude.
One more. Hey, King. Here we go.
Jumbo music.
Okay.
Crypto Ray. The great Crypto Ray.
Yes, Crypto Ray.
After 17 games, who has more wins, the Rams or the Lakers?
Ooh.
Oh.
That's a good question.
That's a dicey, hey, King.
Very dicey, but the king must answer. And the answer is the Rams will have more wins after 17 games than the Lakers, sad as that may be.
Sounds about right.
And by the way, Crypto,
Badly, yeah.
It may only be what they currently have, 3. Feel me? Might be 2-15.
That's a hardcore sport.
Okay, what's the Bitcoin bottom?
Oh, okay, very good.
Do you want to phone a friend or one of those?
Yeah, I'm actually going to phone a friend here.
I'm going with like 10.
10?
Yeah, about 10,000.
Yeah, 10K. But Crypto, you told me months ago that you were going to wait till Bitcoin gets back down to 10.
Which it
hasn't gotten there yet. But I've been following you on Twitter. I know you've been taking some profits and taking your new wife out for dinners and stuff. I know you've been taking money off the table. I know. And by the way, I love the Wilding t-shirt.
Come on, Lindsay, do it. Wilding, Scott Kaplan.
Wilding.
One more,
My
hey,
favorite
King.
Thing she does.
We got one more, Wilding. Hey, King. All right, right here. Let me choose. Big round of applause for Cappy's homie, his hype man, Casper Villa.
Yeah.
Wearing a beautiful purple and gold Laker jacket.
Guess who's back?
All right, one more time. Introduce
back
yourself.
Again.
And get a hey, King.
Hello, everybody. I am Casper Villa, a.k.a. Cappy's hype man for years now. Anywho, hey, King, I would love to be able to go courtside and watch those beautiful Los Angeles Lakers in their purple and gold take it up against them Kings.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, King,
yeah,
what
yeah,
you say?
Yeah.
What
come
you
on,
say?
Come on, we got to make that happen, Casper.
What do you say?
We got to make
well,
that happen.
Well, you can. You're the king. You're yeah. Not we. You're
I'm asking you right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I need, he's like,
I need
seriously.
To take it. I'm taking better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, Casper. The king is going to grant your request.
Oh.
Courtside for the Kings and the Lakers.
Courtside.
In Sacramento.
I get to go look at the Summer League banner.
Yeah. There you go.
You have those kind of connections in
Sacktown? Oh, yeah.
Oh, big. Dude, Cappy's got he's got the Sacramento Kings on lock, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's your live
got the Kings.
That was a good addition of live Kings. Good job, Beto.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beto.
Thank you, Beto. Outstanding work.
Yeah. All right. Woo. Coming up next, Cappy, let's do a little football. How about that?
That sounds great, but I do want to say to you, George,
yeah.
that everybody who's here,
yeah.
wait till 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Because when we get off the air,
yeah.
that's when the party here in Downey's really going to get going.
There you go. We go pop off?
Yeah, you know it.
I
know it.
But coming up next, not only did the coming up next, we'll do some football here. We got the Rams situation. Quarterback situation is in flux. And we got the Raiders and your squad, who you love to hate, president of the
San Diego Chargers Haters Club.
I mean, they're the LA Chargers,
right.
but yeah, there's that part
but
of the
But I am the card-carrying president and founder.
So we'll
the Haters Club.
We'll dive into their games coming up in just a sec. We're at Bastards Canteen here live in Downey. We're here till 7. The party goes till 10, and clearly the party begins really at 7.
That's right. Don't you plan on leaving. You're not going anywhere, Sedano.
Yeah.
You're staying. You're having a drink with the people
tonight. I'm having one drink, and then I have a 5 a.m. flight to catch.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
See you later. We're back in a couple minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quarter after 6 p.m. in the Southland. We are broadcasting live the city of Downey.
Yeah, we
Bastards
are.
Bastards Canteen. It's popping off till 10 p.m. the Veterans Day Bash. On this day in 1983, Billy Idol released his second album, Rebel Yell. It's kind of a Cappy record, right, Billy Idol?
Yeah. See this right
by
here?
By the way, shout out to Kirk from Tequila Mandala who came by to say what's
up. Nice job, man.
Yeah?
Job. Watch this right here. This is a Billy Idol. You throw it like this.
You throw your arm.
With the Rebel Yell. You cry more.
I like how you're doing the lip thing.
Yeah, you got to try and do the lip thing a little bit.
Do those lips at the end. That was nice.
You know that Rachel and I, our love affair began.
Over Billy Idol?
At a Billy Idol show.
Oh, there you go.
Cappy, what time are you done with your dumb remote? You need to come home to me and not hang out with your buddies.
You need to be home by 8:30 tonight.
Is it 8:30?
No, it's not.
Although he has said this to me the last couple weeks when we've been in studio, he was like, I'm trying. He keeps saying, I'm going to try to make it home faster than I made it home last year. I'm going to try to beat my previous record. Right. And I'm like, and now in retrospect, I'm like, I wonder why he's racing home so fast.
Yeah.
I know, now we know why.
It takes more than 90 minutes to get home, doesn't it?
I've been able to fly pretty fast.
Except when you stop at the hotel to take a douche.
Yeah. Except for that. What's your best time?
I think I've done it in like around like 88, 89 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
Because I've been resting a little bit towards the end of the year, and we haven't been doing our Live Imaging Tuesday drive homes. But the best is when we're driving back to Orange County, and she pops up on the screen.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Rachel, Chris is in the car.
Chris is in the car. You're on speaker. You're on speaker, just so you know. Chris is in the car.
Well, let me know when you guys are done. Call me, Scott. Click.
Cappy, really quick.
It goes down.
Really quick. I just saw your video of you twerking. And I told Lindsay off air, why does he look like his butt is having spasms?
Like, oh, why that's a great way to so describe bad? It. It does look like your butt is having spasms.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed in you, Kaplan.
I mean.
I didn't even say Kaplan. I said Kaplan.
Kaplan.
Yeah, I know. That's like when you call somebody by their real name.
Yeah, that's you. That's your government name.
Right.
I literally had money on you.
I know, me
and
too,
And you disappointed
bro.
Us. It wasn't mythical
Are
money.
Your girls? Are your girls coming home for the holidays? Because I'm sure they can teach you.
Yes. All of my daughters will be home for the holidays, and I will be working on my twerking.
Okay. I mean, now I kind of make, so proud make of that. Sense, though. You know?
You should a lot see how happy he sense. Was
yeah.
when he said that line.
Yeah.
Laura, right you missed that when he said, "I'm working for my with my twerking," and like he went
wilding.
Like, he absolutely was the happiest man in the world.
And then the best part is that he tapped you on the shoulder, like, "Hey, George,
George, did you hear that?
Working on my twerking."
I just, when I saw that, I'm like, if that was my man, and he's very proud of that twerk, I'd be like, "Bro, you ain't getting none for a while. Like, you gotta handle some stuff."
Hell no.
Like, that's bad. Like, if I was Rachel, I'm like, "Damn, babe, really? You." I don't know.
But wait a second. I have one question for you. Did you see me twerking on the tree?
I did. That was more impressive. It was better.
That was better.
But,
hey, Laura, you know. Laura, what's worse, the twerking or losing to Mason in a twerk?
Ooh.
I mean, they're equally bad, but because I had money on Kaplan, it's losing to Mason.
Yeah, nobody bet Mason. Yeah. Nobody bet that old guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, how much does the holiday season cost, Hey King? It's got to be rough.
Hey, King, it is rough, you know, especially when everybody comes home and they're like, "I want a new iPhone." I'm like, "Yeah, well, get a job." And they're like, "Aren't we going to Mammoth, Dad?" And I'm like, "Yeah, somehow. I got to call somebody to get some passes, you know?"
I saw something on, like, Reddit the other day when I was looking for Radio Tinder stories, and this girl was like, "Me and my boyfriend spend at least $3,000 on each other every Christmas because that's the stakes that she set for me." And I was like, that sounds like something Cappy would be, like, tasked to do. Like, our limit is $3,000, honey. No more than that.
Minimum. You take your kids skiing at Mammoth?
I do.
How many days you guys are up there?
You
go ski 4 days?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah.
4 days. Yep. How many kids? Four?
Yep, four.
You and Rachel?
Yep.
Six?
Mm-hmm.
So,
don't forget her kids.
Her kids.
Oh, she has kids too?
Yep, yeah.
She
got two.
How many?
It's like the Brady Bunch.
So there's like 10 people up there?
Yeah.
That's at least $2,000 in lift tickets alone.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Here's a story.
Do you have a guy?
A man named Cappy.
So you don't pay for lift tickets?
Who was bringing up? Three very lovely girls
and a boy. Free, right, you know he's not paying for that.
If you're not paying for lift tickets, well, me and my son, we love the snow. We're ready to go. Mattel, you ready to go?
Hey, you guys want to know truths? I've been looking at the Mammoth Instagram.
Amazing.
It's incredible already.
Tons of snow already.
I literally was thinking about tonight driving from Downey
directly
up to Mammoth.
No,
I'm not.
You're scared of going home in 38 minutes.
No,
you're
going
to go to Mammoth.
No, Rachel was literally going to pick me up in downtown L.A. I was going to leave my car at L.A. Live. We were going to drive directly to Mammoth. But then we just were like, you know
Don't you have a show tomorrow?
We do, and I was going to do it from up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did a show in Mammoth once from the hot tub.
He did.
I know he did.
Yes, he did.
There was no pictures.
Oh, no, he did.
Were there pictures?
He did, like, a video. Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he
just,
did.
Like he caught that big fish out there, right? Or that whale. Whatever
the whale that photobombed
the orca.
His pictures.
Right, those orcas.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go back to Loretto. Maybe that's what I need to do.
Ah, take us to Mammoth.
Hey.
Me and Christopher in Mammoth.
Nah, I'm not.
Let me tell you.
No.
My snow days are over.
No, après-ski, you get the cognac, you get the cigar on the deck.
Here's what I'm going to offer you, Beto, and I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I think we should do a Sedano and Cap show.
Ski trip.
Ski trip.
Yeah.
Right.
But make it closer, like Big Bear or something.
No, there's no snow.
No.
Yeah, there is. There's no Big Bear.
That's ice. We got to go to Mammoth.
We got to go to Mammoth. We do.
All right, Cap, I'm with you. I got a truck. I'll drive.
But I'm going to throw you one better. You ready?
Throw me.
Yeah. We can all work from up there. So we'll go up there and we'll do the shows up there because this is Rachel. You ready? Rachel had the whole house wired for me to broadcast from there.
Perfect.
So she wrote it all off.
So we don't need Rachel. How about just the show goes?
Yeah, we can do it just the show.
No significant others.
No.
Well, Rachel's got to be there. She's got to write it off.
She's not a spy on Cappy already.
No.
She wired
Cappy
it.
Inc.
She's got cameras wired,
too. Yeah, she wired it.
Yeah, she's going to be there because Cappy will look for Mammoth Heat.
Why can't she go?
Because no significant other. This is a staff building trip. Can we do that?
Okay. Oh, you
it's like a retreat.
Like Oh, okay. Yeah. A retreat's different. Yeah. That's not just going skiing. That's
team building.
Yeah, you do the shows from there. Team building. Let's go.
Okay.
He's already looking for Downey Heat tonight. So, yeah. You know.
All right. So you're in.
No, I'm not part of the show. Go.
Oh, you're out.
No, I'm just doing it for you guys.
Oh, you're organizing.
Yeah.
You're not coming.
No, I'm crashing.
Oh, okay. Good. I see the difference. I like the nuance. Are you in?
He's crashing with me.
Are you in?
What are we looking at?
What do you mean by that?
What week, what month, you know?
Oh,
what
all right, I'll start organizing.
I got stuff to do. You know?
He's the voice of the NBA on ESPN.
I know. He's in the league, and this guy's busy.
Yeah, he's in the league.
You probably could fly, though, from
Mammoth. He could fly in for one day.
To Portland.
Look, I've got a game. I got a game in Golden State in February. It's a Laker game, actually.
We could just helicopter him in like in Scarface.
Right. And I can just make that trip.
That's easy.
Yeah.
No problem.
How about the second week of December / first week? We have like 3 days where there's like a Rams game and then there's Lakers game, so we don't have show.
Oh, really? What's that week?
Happy.
Like December 8th, 9th.
Oh, that's when they play the Raiders. Yeah.
Dude. Doing it.
Dude, that's not a bad call.
Hey. Yeah.
An end of the year sort of like holiday party in Mammoth.
Yeah.
That's not a bad
call. I mean, I was trying to go to Hawaii, but no one wants to go, so.
That's a long shot.
You and Don Nelson.
Yeah.
I like going there in the summer, though. I don't, you know.
Happy, I'm down.
But, so
but no other. Staff only.
Okay, so who's in on
except
the trip?
Except Chewy. Chewy can come.
Is there a dog?
I know, you're scared of him.
Where's he at? Wait, you're like, you have a Mexican boyfriend?
Yeah, yes, she does. It's just he's a dog.
Beto was like, wait, you have a Mexican boyfriend, too?
He's scared of him. Beto's scared of my dog.
That looks, yeah.
I like what you're selling here, though, today.
You're buying.
I'm buying what you're selling.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Buy or sell?
Yeah.
Buy or sell the Raiders beat the Colts this weekend with Jeff Saturday's debut.
I buy that the Raiders can. But in a weird way, I'm just going to make an admission. I know no one's going to be happy to hear this.
Yeah.
But in a weird way, I kind of would like to see the Colts win.
Because of Jeff Saturday?
Yeah, I think
and everybody will be like, whoa. People like Jeff Saturday.
No, yeah. I think it's such a bizarre story.
Yeah.
You know, to pull a guy off of a TV set.
By the way, if the Raiders lose to a guy who literally has never coached a game in his life.
Well, he was a high school coach.
I mean, a coach like an actual professional.
And he
wasn't
that good of a high school coach. Yeah, like he was like 15 and 13 in Georgia.
Right. But like not coached a college game or a professional game, and they lose to them, then just that's it.
That's the Raiders.
Over. Season's over.
That's so Raiders.
Because the Colts' entire thing is in disarray.
Look, that guy's got Chinese food.
That looks really good.
Peking China's next door.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that sounds really delicious.
Good. Shout out to you.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. Nice little sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah.
You know, like an everything kind of fried rice.
You just had like 14 ribs.
No, I had one rib.
No,
one rib.
I had like four.
One
they
rib.
Were delicious.
I've only had half a rib.
Yeah.
I know.
How
I
much for a half a rib, by the way?
It's
that's a movie.
I know. I'm familiar.
I don't know.
Do you know what
football, Cappy?
Yeah, what movie?
Don't tell me.
Keenan and I were Ivory Wayans.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Before much, in Living Color.
How much for that rib? How much for that? Gosh. What
no movie? Chance.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yes. Yeah. No? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's the name of the movie.
I want to make him and Rachel have to watch I'm going to Get You, Sucker.
I've seen I'm going to Get You, Sucker.
Have you seen Boomerang?
There's no chance Rachel would watch I'm going to Get You, Sucker.
Oh, what is this?
There's zero chance.
No, it's fine because it's not violent. It's funny. She'll be happy with it. She doesn't like violent. Like, I couldn't get her to watch Dahmer.
All right. So buy or sell. I don't blame her.
That's quite a comparison. I'm going to Get You, Sucker.
To Dahmer?
To Dahmer.
All right. So are you buying or selling the Raiders? You're
I'm
not actually doing anything.
I'm selling the Raiders.
Okay.
Only because I cheer for the story.
Yeah.
But the Colts, not only do they move out their head coach, and now here comes Jeff Saturday, and now he's got to elevate one guy who's like an assistant quarterback coach to play caller, and the owner's demanding that they play this young kid quarterback. So the Raiders season, you talk about a disaster, the Lakers. The Raiders
a disaster.
Season, the Raiders are like that too. So I'm rooting for the story.
All right, buy or sell the battle of the backups potentially with the Cardinals and the Rams. Are you buying the Rams' victory?
Who's the Cardinals' backup?
Colt McCoy.
No, I'm on the verge of taking the Cardinals.
Yeah? You think Colt McCoy can beat whatever the Rams put out there?
Yeah. Because Colt McCoy has been around the NFL for a long time. And he's probably played or started, I don't know, 15, 20 games in his career.
Yeah.
You know? So I think Arizona might actually play better on offense with a quarterback who can't do the dynamic stuff that Kyler Murray can do.
Imagine when this game was on my original schedule for the NFL on ESPN Radio, and I was like, the defending champion Rams against the Cardinals. This will be a great division battle.
This is the game you're doing with Kirk, right?
Yeah, and now I've got potentially Colt McCoy versus John Wolford.
Yeah.
So what's he doing? He's getting done with Rams pregame?
And he's running upstairs.
Really?
That's cool. Good
That's
for
very
Kirk.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for Kirk Morrison.
I mean, but
no Beto on the sideline?
No sideline reporter in this game.
Unbelievable.
But the could you imagine? Like, I thought I was doing the at the beginning of the season, I was like, I'm doing the defending champion Rams against the Cardinals division game.
Yeah.
Now I got Wolford against potentially Colt McCoy.
Not only do you have that, but you've got the 3-6 Cardinals against the 3-5 Rams.
Right, there's that too.
I was upset when I wasn't on George's crew for that one. I was like, man, that sucks. I'm going to be in Toronto for a fight. I was even thinking, hey, yeah, I'll cancel that. Work with George. Give me a good game. Nope, I'm so glad.
Yeah,
I'll be in O-Canada.
Yeah, good thing you didn't cancel that.
All right, last one, and we kind of know where you're going. Buy or sell the Chargers at the Niners on Sunday Night Football. This is a big test.
For both teams.
Correct.
So if the Niners are as good as people think they can be,
they got to win this game.
Right. And the Chargers, they're just too beat up. They got too many guys in key positions that are out for the remainder of the year. So if you're home, the 49ers,
yeah,
and you've got this team that's as beat up as the Chargers are, yeah, mm-hmm, you got to win this game. And if you don't win this game,
right,
you're not for real. I mean, if you're
For fake?
You're for fake. That is correct. Okay. You are faux.
For fake.
Yes. You are not real if you are the Niners and you lose at home to the Chargers.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Big deal or no deal is coming up in just a moment. It's basically Radio Tinder, except we call it something different. We are live from Bastards Canteen here,
yeah,
till 7 o'clock.
Yes,
the party starts at 7 and goes till 10 o'clock. Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN.
Sedano and Cap, broadcasting live the city of Downey.
That's right.
Bastards Canteen, the Veteran Day Bash. Pop it off till 10 p.m. We're off the air at 7, and we're going to pop off. Right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen here at 7 o'clock. We got a lot of people that are hanging around.
There's a lot of Hey Kings. They're waiting for their Hey Kings.
Oh, they're waiting.
There's a lot of
six beers, two shots, Cappy. Yeah.
Everybody wants to party.
Hey,
you know?
King.
Party, party, oh, party.
You know it.
It's because Morales brings that energy.
Big time.
I bring the energy, bring the funk, bring the noise, and bring the heat.
And
speaking
the party
of speaking of Hungarian heat. Time for Big Deal or No Deal. Take it away, Producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, so even though Sedano's not back yet, we can get started without him.
Well, where is the little guy?
He
used the restroom. He's like 5'10", man.
It's a joke.
Man.
It's a bit.
No. No, he's 5'9".
By the way, just want to say, point out, Beto, you're such a great dad that your son came over to like shake our hands
no,
and say goodbye. It was nice meeting you. That was very
he's
respectful.
Mexican. He has to.
I just wanted to
right,
point
Beto.
That out. That
well,
was nice
much.
That he did that.
Thank
that
you.
Shows you're a good dad.
Thank
good job,
very much.
Beto. Good job.
Raise
all right,
right.
So.
Dale la mano. You know that line.
Another one for you, Cappy. I feel like you'll like this question here, all right? So a nude cruise has taken to the waters of Sydney Harbour, Australia, to encourage body positivity and help change how society views the naked body. But not everyone is on board with the concept. The cruise by Get Naked Australia is an organization that promotes the practice of being naked in nature, attracted a lot of attention over the weekend. Supporters have labeled it an act of freedom and good fun, but others accused those involved of being crazy with no shame. So is the idea of this Get Naked cruise in Australia for you a big deal or no deal?
Just one point of information.
Okay.
Because you were saying about how, you know, they're trying to promote positive body.
Body positivity.
Bopo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bopo.
Is this, so are we suggesting then that this is like a cruise for people that are like large people?
Comfortable. They're comfortable.
They're
people,
just comfortable in their own skin.
People of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no like restriction.
No
or
shame.
Whatever.
Have you ever like watched anything about like a nudist colony?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
yeah.
just like
it's
they're
just like that,
fine
but
with
on
their
a
bodies.
Boat. Yeah.
So, they're not shaming anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good. So here goes. No deal. I'm in. Okay. I'm all for it. Get butt naked. Okay. Hey y'all. Let's get naked.
I think I see Rachel in this picture here.
She could be there.
Surprise, you're not like right there
she
with
could
her.
Be there. Well, then, no, there's me. I'm the one with the flat tuchus right there.
Okay, yeah. The one with the bad twerking.
I'm the one with no butt.
Yeah. Oh, Cappy. Yeah,
that's me.
Butt
I'm
spasms.
In. I'm in on a naked cruise.
A friend of mine, Martin Moreno, is a comedian who says he's a Bopo warrior.
Martin.
That's what his hashtag, Bopo warrior. Yeah, Martin.
Martin.
Where he's like, this, you should be comfortable in your own skin. You should be happy with who you are, no matter what. No shaming at all. And you know, Cappy, that's you right there. You don't shame anybody.
Yeah, you know, I'm good.
Good for you,
man. Yeah, thank you, man.
I like that.
And
you're
shout out to Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
Bopo.
Sedano, are you in on the
I'm all about people
cruise?
Being as naked as they want to be. I don't care. Like, I'm all good on it. I feel like
but
we
would
live,
you go?
I, yeah, sure, why not? I feel
Kelly.
Like,
Kelly go?
I feel like we live... She probably wouldn't, but I wouldn't care. But the,
look, I'm going without you. I'm going with Cappy and Rachel.
Right,
oh, wait, no.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that. never mind.
But I don't care. I mean, listen...
It'll be a whole group thing.
I mean, when you... oh, I mean, geez. We grew up in the same area. There were plenty of nude beaches down there.
Yeah. Lots.
Yeah.
So, no problem.
To me, it's like whatever.
Hey,
it is what it is.
There's a nude beach not too far from where I live right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I will go walking on that beach.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it's interesting.
How come you don't post that?
I should take pictures.
I feel like
there.
You should. You shouldn't.
No,
from the distance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess if you blur it out, you know.
Of all the stuff that you send in the group chat or you post, you forget the.
There's a lot of naked ladies on the beach, and most of them are all tatted out and taking pictures of themselves, you know, but I do take a look.
Yeah.
I do. Shop.
Well, they obviously don't mind. So, you know, whatever you got to do. Whatever you got to do, Cap.
All right. What's
hey, Rachel,
next?
Can I bring somebody back?
Whoa.
What's next, Liz?
So LeBron tweeted today that he thinks Kyrie Irving should be playing for the Brooklyn Nets and not serving a suspension. His tweet said, in part, quote, "I told you guys I don't believe in sharing hurtful information, but Kyrie apologized and he should be able to play. That's what I think. It's that simple." Not going to read all of it, but I know that you guys have thoughts on this, so I had to bring it up in Big Deal or No Deal. What do you think, Sedano?
So, look, I disagree with a couple of things that he said. Now, I agree with his one part of his premise, which is something we've already discussed on the show, because I asked Cappy the other day, I asked him, like, well, what should the ultimate punishment be? Should he not ever be allowed to play again? Like, should he not be allowed to kind of figure out what he said was wrong, all that stuff? So I'm with LeBron in that small instance. But what I would say, the fact that he feels like he's done enough, well, I don't know. I don't, that's not, first of all, that's not for him or me to judge in that regard. I do feel like the league is working closely with the Anti-Defamation League, and so are the Nets. And I feel like that part of the equation, I disagree with LeBron on. Once they feel, everyone feels comfortable and he understands, and he also has a real understanding, then I'm with him. Because I don't know Kyrie at all. I don't know him from, this bottle of water, that I have in front of me.
And to point out, LeBron's tweet said he's not the person that's being portrayed of him.
Okay, and that's kind of what I was going to get to as well. Like, do I think Kyrie did what he said or whatever because he wanted to inflict pain, like, on people because he's a malicious person in that regard? No, I just think he's naive and then also stubborn for not apologizing for it. But that's just my position on it.
So I think I'm going to probably surprise you guys with my opinion on all of this. I actually agree with LeBron that he made his apology as begrudgingly as he was about it. But you see, I guess my point is that what the Nets have told Kyrie he has to do to satisfy them to get back on the floor, they've made it so hard for him because they don't want him back.
Yeah, LeBron called it excessive.
Well, it's only excessive because all the things they want him to do are not necessarily based in sincerity. They're based in check boxes. You know, hey, go meet with this organization, go donate money to this organization, make sure you apologize a million times on all these different platforms. None of it's about being sincere. It's just about checking boxes. So that kind of irritates me. You know, as far as LeBron saying that this is not who Kyrie is, LeBron knows Kyrie. I don't know Kyrie, but this is who he is because he does this all the time. He's a complete pain in everybody's ass, and he's a terrible, terrible teammate. That's who Kyrie is.
Okay, so just big picture here before I move on. Sedano, you and I talked about this before the show. You know that everything LeBron does is with a purpose and a meaning, and they calculate.
I think
so LeBron, why did he do this?
I mean, again, this is me just randomly, recklessly speculating. But
random and reckless.
I would imagine that that LeBron wouldn't. Listen, I think LeBron has wanted Kyrie here the whole time since there was an opportunity this offseason. So I still believe that LeBron would want Kyrie on this team.
He's trying to, like, pave the way, smooth things out for a potential.
I mean, that's
what I think.
And it also coincides with the Chris Haynes story about how LeBron and them are not happy about wasting another year of his career.
Is Chris Haynes known as, like, the LeBron spokesperson?
Well, he covered him in Cleveland.
Yeah, and he's pretty tight with Rich Paul.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. He covered him in Cleveland. Look, a lot of the guys that are still covering him on a regular basis, Windhorst's been there since day one, Cleveland, Miami, Cleveland, and now here. McMiniman was in Cleveland and Haynes was in Cleveland. So, like, yeah, those guys are familiar with how that works.
Cleveland alert.
If by chance Kyrie gets back on the floor for Brooklyn, and that's still a big if, and if he were ever to play for the Lakers, then you would know what I already know, LeBron is running this whole thing anyway, which I've been trying to tell you guys for 2 years, but nobody's listening to me.
Well, I mean, yes and no, because they have pushed back on stuff for him. Like, he also wanted Russ gone this offseason. That didn't happen.
Right. So. Well, good thing they didn't get rid of Russ. He's the star of the team.
Get out of here.
Yes, he is.
He's so full of
Russell crap. Westbrook is the fan fave. When he comes onto the floor, we all applaud.
You hated him.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
You're such a
Now he's back
Brody.
Calling him Brody again.
Now
You're
I love
such
him.
A Brody.
Let's go, Brody.
I swear to
yeah,
God.
Brody. Yeah, yeah.
Don't hate on the Brody.
Welcome
Don't
home,
hate.
Brody.
You're a fraud.
Yeah, Brody.
Good Lord.
You're gutless, Cap.
You yeah. are. You're gutless and a fraud.
I love that, Cap.
I think it's not gutless to one day hate the guy and the next day love the guy and admit that.
Because he's doing something that you like, finally.
Yeah, he's playing the role that they need him to play.
Pretty bipolar, though.
Well, Cappy, I mean, you know.
I mean, listen.
Specify, please.
Yeah. One more or no?
On this station?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Yeah.
So, a handful of top privacy, security, and safety executives at Twitter have quit today.
Hold on. Yo, my man over there with the flowers. Where you headed, bro?
Dude, he's taking ladies with him.
I love it. My man just walking with a bouquet of flowers.
That man
was in a rush.
Guy looked like DJ Khaled.
He was in a rush.
Yeah.
Anyway, go
he's
ahead.
He's on his way to put rose petals on Rachel's
Another
bed.
One.
There you go.
He did look like him. So anyway, a bunch of people from Twitter quit today, walking out amid the increasing chaos caused by Elon Musk. In a staff email, Musk told staff that remote work will end immediately, that employees should prepare for difficult times ahead, writing, without significant subscription revenue, there's a good chance Twitter will not survive. He's talking about bankruptcy already.
So he paid $44 billion for it, and he wants to bankrupt the company already?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, jeez.
He also tweeted about 30 minutes ago that, going forward, accounts engaged in parody must include parody in their name and not just their bio. To be more precise, accounts doing parody impersonations, basically tricking people, is not okay. Mm. So there's a lot going
on. Right, because you know there was that big story of Adam Schefter,
yep.
right? Where there was like
and
this,
LeBron.
This one, there was a LeBron one, but the big one recently was Adam Schefter, where he like tweeted out. What did he tweet out?
He said
out?
Josh McDaniels was fired. I think that's what the tweet was.
Right. It was that Josh McDaniels was fired. And everybody thought it was actually Adam Schefter.
Well, the Cam brothers retreated it.
Yeah. Oh, right. There were hundreds of thousands of engagements with it before people realized, because that was like the first one.
Yeah.
I got to say, and I felt a little bit bad about saying this yesterday, but today I'm going to say it a little bit more like aggressively.
What's that?
Because a lot of people actually jumped on board and were like, we're with you, dude. So here goes. He paid $44 billion for Twitter.
Yeah.
Because he's so arrogant that he's going to change the world his way with this platform. And I got to say, I hate to root against somebody or root for somebody's failure other than Dean Spanos, the owner of the Chargers. But Elon Musk is right there. I can't help it. I'm rooting for the whole thing to get blown up. And then the reason I'm really being selfish about it is because then when everybody else gives up on Twitter, then I won't be on Twitter anymore either. And then I won't have like 8 hours a day of phone time on Twitter.
Right.
So I want it to all blow up.
What?
It's headed that way.
Here's what we do. This is it. This is our time, Kathy.
Yeah, tell me.
It's time for Sided.
It is time for Sided.
It's time for Sided.
And you know what?
Do you have like a social media function that we can post like that?
Yes. And I'll tell you something. I was just thinking about this myself. I was thinking about this. Maybe what I should do is,
last time I used Sided, it wasn't super user-friendly.
Well, it's gotten a lot better, it's not really a consumer product anymore.
Oh.
It's more of a business-to-business.
Right?
But I thought to myself this today. Yeah. You know how there's all this talk about check marks and paying for check marks and everything?
Yeah.
I was thinking this. The first 10, 710 ESPN listeners who download Sided, create an account, and follow me.
Look at Chris's face. Look at Chris's face.
This was like the Hey King t-shirt.
Right.
You baited us.
Right.
You just let us in.
And follow. And
amazing.
Mind you, Sedano today said, hey, download the ESPN LA app. Join us. Use all the platforms. And you're going, no. Use my platform.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, if we're going to have conversation,
I literally put a tweet out today to make sure to download the app, the podcast.
Grow.
We
grow. Sedano and Cap.
We grow.
Yeah. But now I'm thinking
about it.
All this controversy.
Why should it be we? It all should be you.
But I'm thinking about these check marks. Everybody's talking about check marks and paying for check marks. I'm like, you know what? We should just give them away. Because for some reason, everybody wants verification.
No, not really.
I'm on Instagram, I'm not verified.
On Instagram, I am. That's legit.
I'm not verified on Instagram, and I don't care.
You.
I'm not doing anything to try and get myself verified.
But the difference is that is the algorithm that he wants to run on Twitter will lose your relevance in that way.
I'm saying first 10 that download and follow me, I'll get you verified accounts.
Okay.
So you're going to pay $8.
Are there verified accounts?
Yeah,
you pay $8.
No, you, for free.
Aren't you going to pay for it?
I'm on Twitter.
No, he's talking about Sided.
No.
Oh, on Sided.
Sided free.
You have check marks on Sided?
Yeah.
Oh. Even the ad is convoluted, bro.
Yeah.
All right. We're done with Big Deal or No Deal.
Buy a round of beer already, Cappy.
Yeah, buy a round of beer.
Let's go.
Buy a round of beer.
I thought you were buying the round.
around.
Give me your card.
I don't have a card.
Give me Rachel's.
Oh, that I have. That I need. Look, there's Sedano, verified, green check mark.
Look,
because he's
that.
Legit. Right? Meat maker.
You have a green check mark.
I was going to say, I like it's green.
Is this like a McDonald's
yes.
thing?
They've got the Big Mac. We've got the Big Mac.
Right. And
they've
you've got the blue check mark. We got the green.
Wow, yes. Right.
Okay.
Yes. Now you're getting it, Sedano. Shit, Anno.
All right, we've got Bastards Canteen. Cappy's going to buy beers, apparently. We're back in just a moment. Final segment coming up.
Sedano and Cap, final segment broadcasting live the city of Downey. It's going till 10 o'clock. The Veterans Day Bash at Bastards Canteen, downtown Downey. Come on out. We're going to be popping off at 7 p.m.
Oh, you know
off,
it. Right? You know it's true.
Final segment time. On this day in 1981, Motley Crue released their debut album, Too Fast for Love, Cappy.
Yeah.
Sounds like you back in the day. Too fast for love. You know what I mean?
Now I'm too slow for love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got to find the middle ground.
Yeah, right.
All right. Sit out with Cap, final segment.
You already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm great.
I just wanted to make sure he did it. I
did
wasn't
what?
Around. I wasn't around. The Subaru read.
I got that boom boom, as somebody once said.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, this Subaru promotion that we've got going on right now is such a great thing because, honestly, like if you're a parent out there and your kid has a 3.2 grade point average and plays sports and is trying to go to college and money is tight, to win $2,500 from Subaru is awesome.
Yeah.
So for anybody that's listening, coaches, parents, if you got the player, you got the kid, they got a 3.2, they play sports, go to ESPNLA.com and make sure you nominate your kid.
By the way, since we're in the wonderful city of Downey, you know I love Downey, Mike Gutierrez, Coach Mike Gutierrez sent this out to shout out Downey High School football. They're in the quarterfinals tomorrow against Camarillo.
Good luck.
And by the way, also the Downey High School water polo team is in the CIF championship on Saturday.
Water polo's tough, man. That is a tough game.
Yeah.
Water polo is a hard game to play.
It is hard. So,
coming up at 7 p.m., Rams All Access, and at 8 o'clock tonight, Bet L.A. with Anita Marks, presented by our friends
Bet
at Tiza.
Against L.A.
So a full night ahead on 7:10.
It is.
Yeah.
Listen, you got a lot of people that are going to be sitting around just hanging out all night, just listening to the radio or using the ESPN L.A. app.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the Sided app.
So they can use the Sided app, too.
We got Dealer's Choice now. So what do you got on the table today, Dealer?
Oh, what is the Dealer's Choice today?
Yeah. Hmm.
You know, I'm glad you give me a couple of minutes here to get a couple things kind of off my chest. One thing I've been thinking about a lot lately, and Lindsay, I would like for you to jump in on this also. You know, I sleep with my dog every night.
Okay. I used to sleep with my dog back in the day.
And my dog snores so loud.
Your dog's a little overweight, like kind of like you right now.
Yeah, I mean it's true a little bit, but I don't think it's the overweight thing. I think it's
well, it's also the breed.
He's brachiocephalic. Yeah.
What's that?
Brachiocephalic. That means he has like a short nose.
Yes, that's true.
Shorts. Like, what is that called again? The muzzle. Short.
All I heard was phallic, and I thought it's something.
Yeah, no, yeah, of course.
Right.
Brachiocephalic.
Right. So I sleep with this dog, you know.
Yeah.
And I sleep naked.
Oh.
You know.
Well, that's kind of
TMI.
Weird.
That's weird, bro.
And,
that's weird.
Well, okay. This is what I wanted to present to the fam and see what everybody thought. So I sleep naked with this dog. That's a male dog, and we sleep touching each other like throughout the night. Like we're
he sleeps under the covers.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. My dog sleeps above the covers. He has to.
So we're mostly back to back.
Good dog.
But like my back is touching his back, and so like
where's his tail?
He has a little tail. He got a little teeny tiny.
Well, sometimes
one.
He has like a nub for a tail, which means
little tail. Yeah.
And so I'm contemplating, this is really the thing that I want to bring up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm contemplating kicking the dog out of the bed and closing my bedroom door.
Oh, he's going to scratch at your door.
Yeah, that's a very difficult to correct that type of behavior at this age.
Yeah, how old is the dog?
He's like 7, right?
He's like eight. Yeah, he's 8.
Yeah, there's
you're
no
done.
Way.
No?
And plus it'd be crude.
Yeah. It's,
crude?
It's crude, yeah. Rude, cruel, rude, whatever the word is.
So you've put crude in rule.
It would be mean.
Oh, mean-spirited.
Yes, I wouldn't do that to my dog.
I mean, you could do it, but it's going to be hard, is what I'm saying. You're going to have a lot of sleepless nights.
The weird part of it is that like we do sleep back-to-back. Like, and
why are you making that motion when you say back-to-back?
Well, I'm trying to indicate so that you and me are back-to-back, right? See, we sleep like this.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, but then sometimes...
Where's my tail?
Sometimes in the middle of the night, we both move around, and the next thing you know, he's laying there like this with his arms out, and I now like am hugging, so like we're embraced.
Yeah,
you know
wait,
what I mean?
What?
Yeah, like it's so weird.
He's bringing it in.
Right? He brings it in.
Yeah. If I may ask, what happens if Rachel's in the bed?
Well, if Rachel's in the bed, she will not allow the dog in the bed.
So where does he go then?
Well, then he goes into another room with probably like with my daughter.
Oh.
You know, but he finds another person
to snuggle with.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. I know how that goes. Sometimes you just got to find a warm bed.
Right. You need somebody to snuggle with.
Exactly.
So I guess really what I'm presenting here today is A, is it bad that I sleep with my dog in general?
No.
No.
Is it bad that I sleep with my dog and I'm naked?
That is
That's
weird.
That's weird. That's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can I kick the dog out of the bed because he snores so freaking loud?
No, that's mean.
You can't. You know what? If they snore too, they say that usually it means they're overweight. Even though it is part of his breed, I noticed that
even
when I started brachycephalic.
Yes.
When I have a dog walker on the days I can't walk Chewy, I have a dog walker walk him. And so he doesn't snore as much because he gets way more exercise.
Yeah.
So they said if you like walk him or play with him right before bedtime, then they're not as they don't snore as much.
Oh, okay.
It really does help.
So give that a shot.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to walk him before he goes to bed.
Yeah.
Kind of smelled the other night, too. Like, I was like, dude, you need a shower. So I had to shower him before bed.
God. Yeah.
Well, you showered with him.
Yeah, you showered with him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Old
yeah.
Bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did
this before. I showered with him.
Yeah.
And then I used Bo Derek's shampoo and conditioner and face wash.
Bo Derek has the dog shampoo.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You are weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right. Am I?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, considering you already shower. I guess
the naked part.
I was going to say that the naked part is just you. Like, that's the thing that you're just going to do anyway.
No, but he's naked, too.
I mean,
I'm allergic to my dog's fur, so I couldn't.
Technically, he is also naked. Yes,
it's a good job.
I mean, you've been doing it this long; you can't just all of a sudden be like, you know what? I don't like you anymore. Like, peace. Like, I feel like he would be heartbroken.
It's not that I don't like him; I love him. It's just that he snores so freaking loud.
I would say he's 8 years old. Cherish the moment you have left with him.
You know what That's happened true. The other night?
Put some vapor rub on his nose. I'd try that.
No, don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
Okay, I was going to say that was a good idea.
Poison him.
I thought that was a good idea.
And your eyes are red.
Yeah, are they red?
Oh, they're red.
Hey, so
are they red?
Are they red already?
They're getting there.
They're not, yeah. They're not right. Yeah, there's right. There's no light here.
Uh-huh.
All right, so listen, here's a... Oh, get that light out of my face.
Chris, I know that's like the cure for all
Mexicans. Oh, no, they are.
Come on.
See, I told you.
But not for the dog. Yeah. Not for the dog.
It's not the lights. Oh. Yeah, you know what? You're full of crap. It's not the lights.
Really?
Yeah, this one's red.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So here's what happened the other night. So the dog is snoring like crazy, right?
Oh, we're still with the dog.
And he's, and it's so loud. And it's so loud. And then all of a sudden, I heard something downstairs. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, I think somebody has broken into my house.
Oh, my goodness. You don't have an alarm?
It takes 10 minutes to get to the street up the driveway to your actual home.
Oh, stop.
Okay, so I'm sure you have plenty of security.
I didn't have, like, I didn't have an alarm on, and I didn't have cameras.
Wait, you have an alarm, but you didn't have it on?
It's a good job, Cap.
Yeah. So I wake up, and I'm like, there's this noise, but I can't tell if I hear a noise because the dog is snoring so loud. He's right in my ear. And I get up, and, of course, you know, I tell you, I'm naked.
Yeah.
And I put on my robe. To go downstairs in case I have to kick some ass.
The one that fits or the ones that barely
Wait,
fits?
So if you have to, like, throw hands with somebody, you don't want to make sure you're naked throwing hands with somebody. You got to make sure you have a robe on.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't want to fight
Being
somebody
naked. Might work. You know, they'd be scared.
They might be scared. They'd be like, this mother bleeper.
Right, Laura, you might be right. Like, I don't want to fight this guy. He's naked.
Right.
You know?
Or they might say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, like, let's do a beautiful thing.
Bring it in.
So I said to the dog, I go, hey, Jack, I go, there looks like there might be somebody downstairs, intruder in the house. Like, come on, help me out here. Dog is, like, snoring. He ain't moving. Yeah. I get up. I put on a robe. I go downstairs. Turns out the windows were open downstairs, and the door was crashing.
Flapping,
so, yeah. So, right. So I didn't have an intruder, so I didn't have to kick any ass, and thankfully I put on a robe. But the dog didn't help. So I don't know, man. I feel like I got to kick the dog out of the bed.
Okay. That's a long way to go for that.
Me.
Yeah.
It was a long road.
Yeah.
It was.
A long road.
Winding.
Sure. But it was dealer's choice. So.
It was dealer's choice.
You know?
It's kind of my fault on that one.
Isn't it funny how Cap can be long on a story, but then on other things is really short? It's like, really, Cap? When it counts, it'll make count. Just saying.
Wow. Wow.
I'll leave that up to you guys, you know, for imagination.
Yeah, to figure out exactly what he's long on and what he's short on. I'm with you, Laura.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You feeling her?
In a big way.
No, he's not.
In a big way.
No, he's not.
In a big way.
No.
Hey, when are you going to bring the boo around me again? I want to smell him.
Never.
Oh, Jesus.
Never. Never.
That's it. That's
well, there's
over.
Mandy's, too. I mean, that's
Yeah, Mandy's, too, is the next time I'm going to see him. Yeah.
That'll be like Sedano, Lindsay, Morales, Beto, me, and then him.
Not me.
No, you'll be like nope. way on the other side.
I bet you I could still smell him.
right. We'll smell you later because we got to go. Thank you to everybody who showed up here today at Bastards Canteen for our Veterans Day
Bash. Let's have a drink together, everybody. Let's have a drink.
Great job, our engineering crew, Rick Cutler, and the promotions team and the programming team and everybody, Beto, Christopher, Lindsay, Cappy, Laura back in the studio. We'll talk to you mañana. See ya.